With Heart and Voice is a production of WXXI Public Broadcasting.
Hello, and welcome to With Heart and Voice, a program focusing on the rich heritage of sacred choral and organ music. I'm Peter Dubois, and I'm glad that you've joined me for the next hour of wonderful listening. The liturgical season Eastertide covers the 50 days between Easter and Pentecost. Today on With Heart and Voice, as we mark the fifth Sunday of Easter, we'll listen to music of new life and redemption. Wonderful sacred choral and organ music by Philip Stopford, Bob Chilcott, Felix Mendelssohn, John Rutter, and others. We'll begin with two pieces by American composer Carson Kuman. First is his anthem, Easter Triumph, Easter Joy. It's performed here by the Choir of Royal Holloway. Rupert Goff directs with Samuel Rathbone at the organ.
Shouts the gospel message, let the hallelujahs ring. Hallelujah.
Joyous, taken from the suite Exaltations for Organ by Carson Kuman. Harry Lynn Huff performed on the organ of Old South Church in Boston. We began with the choir of Royal Holloway singing Easter Triumph, Easter Joy, also by Carson Kuman. Rupert Goff directed, accompanied by Samuel Rathbone. The hymn He Is Risen is set to a tune by Joachim Neander from 1680 in our next selection. The text is by Cecil Francis Alexander, who lived from 1818 to 1895. Brady Knapp leads the choir of Palmer Memorial Episcopal Church in Houston. Choir of Palmer Memorial Episcopal Church in Houston sang the hymn, He Is Risen. Brady Knapp conducted, with Ann Frobeter playing the organ, joined by brass ensemble. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. Kenneth Dake conceived of his composition, A Call to New Life, as an introit for Easter Day 1998 at the church where he serves, Marble Collegiate Church in New York. It combines texts by Charles Wesley and a former associate minister of the church, Ronald Patterson. It calls all to a daily renewal beyond the annual commemoration of the resurrection. Kenneth Dake leads the Sanctuary Choir of Marble Collegiate Church in this recording. Call to New Life by Kenneth Dake, who led the Sanctuary Choir of Marble Collegiate Church in New York. John Bertolotte created a delightful arrangement of Lord of the Dance based on Sidney Carter's original, dating from 1963, which in turn is based on the Shaker tune Simple Gifts. We'll hear the St. Thomas Choir of Men and Boys, led by John Scott. Christian Lane accompanies. The St. Thomas Choir of Men and Boys sang a playful setting of Lord of the Dance as arranged by John Bertolotte. John Scott directed. For the 50th anniversary of the Leighton Buzzard Festival Singers in 2001, composer Philip Stopford was commissioned to write a substantial setting of the Te Deum. Originally scored for choir and orchestra, we'll hear this three-movement work in a version for choir and organ conducted by the composer. The Ecclesiam Choir sings, accompanied by Tim Noon. Music of Philip Stopford on With Heart and Voice.
Thank you.
Te Deum as set in extended fashion by Philip Stopford. The Ecclesiam Choir and organist Tim Noon were led by the composer. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. A refreshing setting of the hymn Morning Has Broken is coming up, arranged by John Rutter. Eleanor Fargeon's text brings to mind the renewing of life and of nature in this Easter season. Stephen Clebury leads the choir of King's College, Cambridge. Seanad Williams plays harp. Stephen Clebury led the choir of King's College, Cambridge in the hymn Morning Has Broken, as arranged by John Rutter. Seanad Williams played harp. Bob Chilcott chose the second part of George Herbert's poem Easter for his choral setting, Thy Arising. It sets the portion of the poem that begins, I got me flowers to strew thy way, made familiar by Ralph Vaughan Williams' setting in his five mystical songs. Thy Arising was written for conductor Eric Prentice and the choir of Lincoln Cathedral, who perform here. Jeffrey Mackinson accompanies. Thank you. Thy Arising by Bob Chilcott was sung by the choir of Lincoln Cathedral, led by Eric Prentice, to whom the piece is dedicated. Jeffrey Mackinson played the organ. The chorale tune In Dir ist Freude receives a creative treatment in our next selection, In Thee is Gladness, as performed by the St. Olaf Cantorei. John Ferguson directs this arrangement by Daniel Kallman, with John Schwant at the organ. The St. Olaf Cantorei, one of the seven choral ensembles at St. Olaf College, sang In Thee is Gladness, arranged by Daniel Kallman. John Ferguson directed. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. Laudate Pueri is a hymn of praise taken from the first two verses of Psalm 113. Felix Mendelssohn composed a setting for three-part chorus of upper voices as one of his three motets, Opus 39, published in 1830. We'll hear the boys of the choir of Ely Cathedral sing, directed by Paul Trepte. Edmund Aldhaus plays the organ. Thank you. Laudate Pueri by Felix Mendelssohn was sung by the boys of the Ely Cathedral Choir. Paul Trepte conducted. Jean Demessieu, who lived from 1921 to 1968, was a star pupil of legendary French organist Marcel Dupré. In addition to being an international performing virtuoso, she was also a prolific composer, despite her life being cut short by cancer at the age of 47. Her Te Deum for organ was inspired by the organ of the Cathedral of St. John the Divine in New York and its famous state trumpet stop. She performed it there on her third tour of the U.S. in 1958, and as you will hear, there are multiple musical influences in the piece, from the Gregorian chant theme combined with jazz influences as well as Impressionism, all woven into a brilliant and daring harmonic scheme. Renee Anne Loupret performs Te Deum by Jean Demessieu on the organ of the Church of St. Ignatius Loyola in New York.
Thank you.
Renée N. Luprette played the Te Deum by French organist and virtuoso Jean Demessieu on the organ of the Church of St. Ignatius Loyola in New York. Thank you for joining me for With Heart and Voice today, as we've listened to music to celebrate the continuation of the Easter season, known as Eastertide. I hope you enjoyed the selections on today's program and found them to be inspiring and uplifting. Some of the recordings on today's program come from the Richard Gladwell Collection. You can find more information about this program and listen to audio of this and past broadcasts on the web at withheartandvoice.org. You can also get news about us on Twitter by following at @WHeartAndVoice. Email is always welcome as well. You can write to withheartandvoice@wxxi.org. Audio producer for the program is Andrew Croucher, with assistance from Robert Brayton. Executive producer is Gene Fisher, and I'm Peter Dubois. Please join me again next week for With Heart and Voice.
With Heart and Voice is a production of WXXI Public Broadcasting.